that's day three of Van Damme month. And, you know, it's going great because I can't complain. This is my own my own fault. I'm not regretting it already, but I did watch In Hell. This is a heck of a film. It is available as of this recording on Peacock, of all places. And it is a prison film. And boy, howdy, boy, whatchamacallit, call this movie anything. But you can't call it boring. It is out of its head. It's outside of its head. Now, you might think, hey, a movie where Van Damme goes to hell and fights demons, how can that be bad? Well, first, he doesn't go to hell and fight demons. That's problem one. He doesn't fight demons in hell. That's what I was here for. It is not what I got. What I got instead was Shawshank with Van Damme, but not really Shawshank without the deft touch and, you know, amazing nuance that the filmmakers originally did with that movie, Shawshank. Go watch that. But this, it kind of reminds me of another Van Damme movie called Death Warrant. I might do Death Warrant at some point. I don't know. I get to pick what movies I watch. So on Wednesday, I watched a movie where I didn't know anyone else in it but Van Damme. Well, that streak's over, baby, because in this movie, it stars Lawrence Taylor, former football player. And if I can take you over to the wrestler's corner, he once main evented WrestleMania 11 against Bam Bam Bigelow. Look it up. It's out there. But in this movie, he is the only minority in a prison. No, that's not true. He's the only African-American in a prison filled with Russians. So Van Damme is married to a woman. Who'd have thought? And, well, she's home. They moved to Russia for some reason. Work, I think, because Van Damme starts the day at work. And as she's calling him, saying, hey, when you coming home? He says, oh, I'll be home soon, and I'm going on a vacation, and it's just you and me, baby. Well, there's a guy that goes in to her their house, attempts to assault her, and then murders her. And right out of the gate, this is happening. There's no preamble. And Van Damme gets there, sees his dead wife, then chases the guy onto a bus, off of a bus, and he's punching the guy along the way. Well, the Russians come and they arrest Van Damme, and the bad guy gets away with it because he goes to court and apparently he's rich or his family's rich, and the villain bad guy who killed his wife gets off. And so if I was a history buff, I could tell you who shot not John Wilkes Booth. Who's the guy that killed Kennedy? Lee Harvey Oswald, the guy who killed him. He pulls on one of those. He shoots. The guy's leaving the courtroom and he's not 2 feet out down the hall when Van Damme pulls a gun and just shoots him in the head. Shoots him a bunch of times. He's dead now. Well, this sends Van Damme to jail, where he will, this is not a good jail. It is in Russia, and it is run down, and it is ran by corrupt warden. You've heard this before, right? You've heard this before. It's run by a corrupt warden who uses the inmates as a fight club, and him and the other warden of prison B like to compare their battle men. And so we've seen a couple of these battle fights. There's a lot of sexual assault in this film, prison style. Like you're going into In-N-Out and ordering fries. And Van Damme makes a handful of friends. One's in a wheelchair, and he's kind of the guy who knows how to get things. There's another guy who is largely there to be a victim of sexual assault. And then finally is his cellmate, Lawrence Taylor, who is known for killing all of his previous cellmates. All of them. And actually, like, one of the opening scenes in this movie is him killing one. And he does this because they talk too much. You talk too much. He says very little, Lawrence Taylor does, and he writes a lot. He, like, journals everything that happens in the prison. And when Lawrence Taylor is quiet, he's quite the imposing figure. But he also does a sort of Morgan Freeman in Shawshank narration of the whole situation that's going on. He's not as sympathetic as Morgan Freeman's character. He is a ruthless killer who kills people for not being quiet. And you see him attack Van Damme in Van Damme's sleep because he's tossing and turning and having nightmares about his dead wife. And this almost gets him killed, but Van Damme fights back. And then he shuts up. You know, he learns what gets people killed, and so he stops talking. And him and his cellmate seem to get along a lot better. But he starts getting in bad with there's like a group of inmates that are all part of the mob, and the mob pays the warden and the guards to just lay off of them, and they pretty much run the place. And then there's like two other big gangs here, and this is important because they're all, again, forced to fight in Fight Club. And Van Damme doesn't want to fight, so he gets put in solitary confinement. And this is bad solitary confinement because there's a river of poo. And I'm not even kidding. Poop water that runs through the solitary confinement cell. And one morning, he wakes up sitting in it. And he doesn't immediately ask for a change of pants. He just goes back to his old cell. Incredible stuff. Well, anyway, he gets put in there for a long time after pissing off Main Warden. Again, this sounds familiar. It sounds just like Shawshank. Spoilers for Shawshank. And they go ahead. And so Van Damme sits in jail. Well, not sit. And he's determined to work out and escape through the roof, is what it looks like. He never does, though. Yeah. So one of the things that happens to him while he's in solitary confinement, the worst computer animated moth you've ever seen shows up. And this moth represents his dead wife. And how we know this, it isn't just some sort of allegory or whatever. They flat out tell you later in the film. But she inspires him not to. He basically thinks about killing himself when he's in jail. Well, once he's gotten ready, he starts fighting. And of course, he's good at it. He's Van Damme, and he's like the best fighter in this prison. And the warden's making lots of money off of him. And at some point, Lawrence Taylor, they have this really awesome, I will get to that. I'm jumping ahead. Lawrence Taylor is like, don't be who they want you to be. And then the guy, his friend, who again is just here to get sexually assaulted, is killed. And his last words are, you know, he fought and fought against this until it got him killed. And his last words are like, don't become who they want you to be. And this inspires Van Damme to sit down in the middle of these fights and refuse to fight the biggest man I've ever seen. Apparently he was in The Hills Have Eyes. This guy, I don't know his name. He's gigantic. And he has to fight this big guy. Well, he sits down and doesn't fight the big guy. And so they want to make an example out of Van Damme for not complying. And so they tie him up outside and he just stands outside. And people see him, right? And at some point during this, the moth shows up again. And it turns into the ghost of his wife. She literally talks to him. Is he hallucinating? Maybe. But we get to see the ghost. And the ghost, when they pull him down from this thing, because he says he's, you know, like they don't want to make him a martyr. And so and by him being hung up, it sort of unified the other two gangs that are in the prison, and they're sort of rebelling. And so they're like, well, we got to make an example of him, and hanging him up ain't working. Now, while he's been in solitary for so long, he keeps banging on the wall because he's got this neighbor who bangs and moans. And I guess they built a rapport, because the way they're going to make Van Damme teach him a lesson is to make him fight this gigantic, even gianter monster man who's wearing Mankind's mask. If you know anything about wrestling, you know what I'm talking about. Well, this guy comes out and he's even bigger and more unstoppable. And he starts banging on the wall, and they both sort of recognize each other through the banging on the wall. And so the big guy's like, nope, this is my friend now. Well, the big guy gets shot for his trouble. And there's a huge prison riot. It's actually pretty great. Lots of things exploding, prisoners escaping. And Lawrence Taylor and Van Damme just kind of sit on a stoop and have a talk about getting out of here. And Lawrence Taylor says, I know how to get you out of there here. So Lawrence Taylor hands Van Damme basically an incriminating notebook of every person who's ever been killed in this prison by the guards. And again, this is damning evidence, like in Shawshank, that Dufresne's has, that he will then later use to, you know, get the warden in trouble. So Van Damme, he's like, well, in order to escape, we need to have one more fight. So that, I guess, they can distract the guards. I don't know, you know, whatever. None of it makes sense. It's fine. And so they have the fight. This allows Lawrence Taylor the freedom to set a trap for the guards. So, like, once Van Damme wins his fight or whatever, the guards are taking him off to kill him because they're sick of him, I guess. And Lawrence Taylor's there. He beats them up. And the main warden bad guy, he's not really the warden. Well, there's two. Okay, so there's the warden, and then there's, like, the warden's right-hand man. Most of the time, you're seeing the warden's right-hand man. Well, he's been the bane of Jean-Claude's existence. And he gets just, I don't even think he gets killed. It's just a great finishing maneuver. He gets in a fight with Van Damme. Van Damme kicks his ass, stuffs a towel down his mouth, and then his bottom half is hanging under a car, and Van Damme kicks the jack out from under the car so it has no wheels on it and just falls on the guy. It's pretty great. I think he's still alive. But the real warden, this old guy who's actually sort of running everything and is the most corrupt guy, Lawrence Taylor goes up to his room and pulls out pliers, and he starts walking toward the warden and says, you talk too much. Really good stuff. Next time you see him, warden's dead, teeth are everywhere. Lawrence Taylor's covered in blood, drinking whatever sort of brown alcohol is in the warden's office. And then there's a monologue about Van Damme, and Van Damme drives off into the sunset thinking about his late wife. And he says, we did it, honey, because the ghost was there. The literal ghost. Now, these movies, I can't say that they're good. The one we watched on Monday, or excuse me, Wednesday, was not good, but I still kind of like it. And that's how I feel about this one. I still kind of like it. There's something about Van Damme and the cheesiness. It's not even cheesy. Just the try hardness. Maybe they're trying really hard to make something good. And they tried so hard, they made just shitty Shawshank. But if I were to tell you, In Hell is a shitty Shawshank movie starring Van Damme, or if someone would have told me that, I would have instantly tracked it down and watched it and not been disappointed. And I'm not disappointed in this. Lots of fights. Van Damme actually talks in this one as opposed to the one from June 1st. So on the Van Damme-o-meter, this is a high three. Like, this is I don't like half stars or half Van Dammes. But this is a high three. This is 3 out of 5 Van Dammes. Lots of Van Damme. He's fighting a bunch. He's talking a bunch. He's throughout the whole film. It does take the first half of the movie a bit to get through that to where you actually start seeing fights. The fights themselves are fine. None of them particularly great. That's why I wouldn't put it in the four category. The Van Damme, we get a lot of Van Damme, but the Van Damme we get isn't what you necessarily would point at as saying, that's it, that's the good stuff, that's Van Damme.